Hello, women of power and spirit. Today we are exploring a prescription from November 1st, 2018, and it goes like this. Every doubt or worry you let go of makes room for a blessing. Isn't that awesome to think about it that way? That there's a payoff, there's a benefit for every doubt or worry that we let go of. And I want to share a story with you today about how that really happens. Worry and doubt are the two great limiting energies of healing and fulfilling your purpose. We all experience it, and the good news is that none of us has to live with worry or doubt. So where do they come from? Well, we've heard messages throughout our lives about how life should be in order to stay safe or in order for things to work well, but usually it implies safely. We also have a natural fear of the unknown, and so we have a protective instinct that keeps us from getting harmed. However, as you may have discovered in your life, if you're constantly trying to be safe, you never really live. You don't get to thrive. You just get to exist. And for many of us, just existing is the equivalent of a death. It's not really a life well lived. For that to happen, you've got to have an element of risk or excitement, something that stirs your blood and stirs your heart and wakes you up with excitement. That's why we do things that are a little on the edge. Maybe you've taken a trip to a country and another country, and you've had a grand experience there. Maybe you bought a sports car so you could feel the wind on your face. Maybe you decided to go for it and buy a house, or something, some date with an individual you were hoping was going to turn out, and it did, or it didn't, but at least you were out there taking that risk, and there's an exhilaration in that energy that we need to live. So how do you let go of worry and doubt so that you can step forward and you can take risks, I'm not saying dangerously, but take some risks, right, that allow you to feel really alive. And in order to do that, we do have to let go of the worry and doubt. So I want to share a story from my own life. It's the kind of challenge that was happening for me that periodically occurs as an entrepreneur. And it often comes just before a big breakthrough. I watched this happen over and over with my businesses in my consulting days. And we talked about some of this with one of the prescriptions last month about moving through the lulls, the lull or quiet or slow time just before the energy bursts open. Now, this also happens in healing. In healing, though, we tend to call them plateaus, when everything levels off. If you can refrain from going into worry and doubt when all of your healing progress, plateaus, if you can refrain from going into worry and doubt, you will be primed and ready for your next phase of healing. So, here's how you calm yourself, and I'm going to use a story from my own life to give you a sense of how that works. So back to the story, right? It was a lull in our business. We'd had a slow month. In fact, rent was due the morning I woke up, and first of the month, I woke up and I'm going, oh no, we don't have the money to even cover our rent. How are we going to do this? Now, I know that we get a little bit of leeway. We've got 2 or 3 days before they send anybody out knocking on our door, right? We get a little bit of leeway, but I'm an early bird. I like to have my rent paid early. I want the people that we rent from to really have confidence in us. So I like that relationship. So for me, it was feeling late, even though we were still probably going to make it on time. Now, in full disclosure, It wasn't total panic because we did have some money set aside in savings. But like many entrepreneurs, people in business for themselves, you try not to dip into that real often. You want your business to support you as an individual, and you want to create a lifestyle where you and your business are in harmony, all of your needs get taken care of easily, and there's some extra, right, to be able to do some things that are important for you to do and enjoyable for you to do. So we were still hopeful that everything was going to come together in time, as it so often had. And at the same time, I had some trepidation about the fact that we were here at the due date and we weren't able to take care of our obligation. And I started to go into a sense of worry and doubt. Now, I know that it's really vital that those feelings get handled immediately because they have a way of building energy. It's like watching a wheel roll down a hill, right? They keep getting, if you're looking at a tire, for example, rolling down a hill, it keeps collecting dirt as it goes down the heel inside the treads of the tire. And that's what I know happens if you let that worry and doubt take over. So I decided I was going to take it into a holding meditation. That's probably not a big surprise for anybody listening to this, right? We're going to go into holding and get this addressed immediately. So as I'm holding, my inclination, of course, is to resist, right? Whenever you're in that worry and doubt, there's this energy that makes you feel like, I have to do something. I don't know what to do. What else could I possibly do, right? All these thoughts are spinning around. And there's a tension usually someplace in your physical body that needs attention. So I decided to be as present to that fear as I could be. Be with my worry, be with my doubt, not do anything to it, simply hold it in love. It had every right to exist, but at the same time, it certainly wasn't serving me. As I quieted down, as my mind calmed down and my feelings calmed down, I got into a more restful place and I heard this beautiful guidance come through. Give it all to me, which was my way of sensing that I was being invited to give it all to the divine, to let it all go. Any sense of control, I have to go do, I have to fix. And I have to tell you, the moment I heard it, I felt my body go into resistance. This, yeah, but Creator, you don't have to pay the rent and you don't have to buy groceries, right? So what am I supposed to do? And I'm sure you can relate to that, right? That feeling, that funny thing we do, even after all these years of practice, after all these years of being an entrepreneur and having many wonderful, successful moments and having my share of plateaus, right? Where lulls, where things weren't moving. I know how this energy works. And yet there I was in the midst of that old story. And it hadn't been around for a long time, but there it was. And I knew that voice was right. So I kept breathing into compassion, breathing into the space of, okay, I'm going to give all this fear, all this anxiety, all this worry, all of my doubt to divine love. In other words, I'm going to practice what I preach, what I share with my clients and other people that needs to be done, that gets you out of that fearful spiral. I knew I had to do it for myself. And I did. I kept focusing on love, focusing on the gift of love, of divine love, that divine love could handle what my human brain just wasn't able to handle that morning. And I stayed with that meditation until I was at peace. And then I got up and started to go about my day. And outside on the patio, my Jeffrey was working. And we sat down and had a fabulous talk. While I was letting go of the worry and doubt, he was brainstorming new ideas about how we could make some of our products available at a better price for some of our clients and how we might present that in a way that they could receive really the gifts that the Creator brings through me and through us. How could we share that in a really meaningful way? He was in creative mode. He was in solution mode. And I smiled and I laughed and I said, oh my gosh, I am so glad that you are in this space, because suddenly my energy was up and I was happy and I could see the potential again. I could see that there were all sorts of answers to, hey, we don't have the money to pay rent today. There were all kinds of solutions right in front of me. And once the worry was gone, I could enter into that creative space with him. Oh, just a few hours after that, literally just a few hours, somebody by surprise bought one of our major programs. I didn't know it was coming, and I was delighted. I just adore this individual, and I was so excited to be able to offer her some of the best work that I have to give. It was so lovely, and everything was taken care of. Everything was taken care of in that moment, and we had the money to take care of the rent. We had the money to buy our groceries. Everything was fine, and all that I did was let go of the worry. And literally within hours of letting go of the worry, the solution came. And also, we had these fabulous new ideas for ways to provide even more value to our customers, the people we really love and care about. One of the other blessings, I want to make sure we cover healing a little bit here. One of the other blessings that happened in this is that my stomach, which is where I carry worry, started to really relax. And when my stomach relaxes, I do a better job of healing. And I could feel it instantly. It's like all of this worry was truly not necessary, but because it came, I honored it. So let's go back to the original question. How do you let go of worry and doubt? Well, you already know, right? You hold it in love. You remember it is a protective device. So you honor its intent, you honor where it came from, and give it space to rest. You give those concerns to the Creator, to the Divine, to Mother, to Love, however you think of it, you give it to a force far greater than you are. And you let that beautiful, beautiful, loving force, that God, Creator, Sacred Mother, Sacred Father, energy, whatever, however you think of it, you let yourself be loved. You let yourself be that important to the divine. You let yourself rest. And you let the divine take care of the details. The only thing that needed to be done, the only thing that you will need to do, is to let go of the worry and doubt so that all the magic of the universe can make its way to you. And you can receive the blessings that are there, right there, longing to get through to you. I invite you to be aware of what worry or doubt is top of mind for you, and get ready to take it into the holding meditation.